Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for a very snowy, cold Monday, the 25th of March 2013, Easter week, and Easter holidays for some of us, many of us, I think. So, last week was a budget, and I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear that I have no intention whatsoever of talking about it at all, or commenting on it. A couple of reasons for this: you're probably already bored to tears with the amount that's been written and talked about the budget in the last couple of days, and you've seen all the detail, so there's no point in really repeating that. Second reason, though, is much more important. As financial planners, one of the great principles that we adopt in preparing financial plans is to plan only for those things that we can control, not those that we can't control, and of course there's nothing in the budget that we really can control. Yeah, sure, we'll deal with the technical stuff, no doubt about that, and we'll make sure that clients use new allowances and that we take advantage of any changes to the tax rules when we come to do the annual plan renewal. No problem about that. But when we talk about what the budget was, which in many ways was a summary of the state of the nation, what we see is an era of continuing low growth in the UK, high levels of debt, although the deficit and borrowing is projected to start falling over the next couple of years. Particularly as business owners and managers, and even as employed staff in a company. It's worth bearing in mind that what we're talking about here is a low growth economy, not no economy. So there is business to be done out here in the UK at the moment. It's also worth bearing in mind that low growth is an average in which some sectors are doing very well and others are doing less well. So there are plenty of opportunities out there. And in fact, it's worth bearing in mind that some of the best companies, brands and products have come out of recessions. This was particularly true of the 1972-73 recession, and I'm sure it's going to be equally true of this recession. And that's because companies are born or restructured in recessions in a way that builds fabulous new businesses and brands. I certainly believe that now is a fabulous time to be an entrepreneur or a small to medium-sized business. As entrepreneurs, we can move fast, adapt, take advantage of the opportunities that present ourselves. And one of the reasons why recessions do produce sparkling brands and products and companies is because in the difficult times we have to be sharp, we have to be flexible. Whether we're the manager, the owner, the receptionist, the designer, the communicator, we have to be sharp and at least do nothing to damage our business, but preferably do things that will help it. Not like our local hotel. I heard a story yesterday about a lady given some 6 months ago a voucher for a day at the local hotel spa. Shortly after she was given it by her husband got very ill and subsequently died. And when she eventually got back to the hotel with the voucher, it was 3 days after its 6 months expiry date. And the hotel, rather than take a sympathetic view, refused point blank to honour that voucher just 3 days out from its sell-by date. And so what has that done to the reputation of the hotel around the countryside? It's basically shot it to pieces. And those are the sort of mistakes that we can't afford to make as business owners in these times, or in any time really. Here was a fabulous opportunity not only to honour the voucher, but give the poor lady something extra in a compassionate way, given her circumstances, but no, taken entirely the wrong way. I've just been rereading John Rosling's wonderful little e-book, More Time, More Money, Less Stress. And at the end, he talks about dealing with a recession and highlights 5 opportunities for business owners, including product innovation, finding new channels to market, structuring the business in the new context in which we live and work, enhancing capability and skills, and looking at staff and the company culture. So just to return to my main theme, the budget is actually of little interest to us. What's really important is what we can do to control the way we look at our lives and our businesses in these tough economic times. Times which are, in fact, a fabulous opportunity if we can grasp it. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm off for the next 2 weeks over Easter. I hope you have a fabulous Easter break, and I'll be back in 2 weeks' time.